listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Police are calling for information after a 13-year-old girl was hit by a car in Albany. She was riding on the handlebars of a bike when it collided with a car on Sunday. She's now recovering from serious injuries in Perth. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. An investigation into claims of bullying and intimidating behaviour from some residents towards the South West Council would be welcomed. 5 out of 9 Donningbrook Barlingup councillors resigned after the allegations were aired last week. Angelo Lajudice from the local Ratepayers Association, who believes the claims should be looked into, says residents can ask questions of the council.
There's not a law against asking questions. I think it's reasonable to ask questions and understand exactly what is actually happening.
Bunbury Police are urging businesses in the Davenport Light Industrial Area to check their CCTV for suspicious vehicles or people. The call comes as thieves have been targeting the area over the past couple of weeks. Information should go to Crime Stoppers. Rural doctors say access to healthcare services is key to closing the gap for Indigenous Australians in regional areas. While there have been some improvements, the 2022 Closing the Gap report highlights a significant disparity in health outcomes. CEO of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia, Peter Rutherford, says the issue is not just access to GPs.
It's also access to allied health professionals, and also within that model, making sure that they are services that are culturally safe.
To local sport, Kawarumup smashed St Mary's by 1 run this weekend in Busselton Margaret River cricket, while VAS weren't enough for the Margaret River Hawks, losing by 2 runs. And Yelling Up Odd Bods were too much for Dunsborough, defeating them by 1 run. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.